Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the first of our Daf Yomi Shiurim. We are here in Maseches Kedushin on Daf Beis. This Daf Yomi Shiur for this month is sponsored by Lorien Trum Huberfeld. During the period of the Shloshim, for the untimely passing of their Mechudin, Daniel Yitzchak Ben Harav Yosef, Daniel Balzam, Zatzal, and Nesham Shnevenly, it should be good things. So we are here about to start Maseches Kedushin, and it is so good to have a Chabura together because the way to push, yes, there are a lot of other opportunities to listen to Daf, which you should all take advantage of throughout the day. But we have the opportunity to push each other together to make sure that we are staying consistent and that we are moving. We are starting with Maseches Kedushin, which deals with marriage. Now, it's important to recognize when we have a marriage, when we go to a wedding nowadays, there are two things happening under the chuppah. There is Kedushin, and then there is Nisuin. We try to separate the two of them, which is why we have the Birchas Erusin, and then we have the reading of the Ksuba, which is there to separate the Kedushin from the Nisuin. Now, it used to be that the way that these two would happen is that first there would be the Kedushin, then a year later, it would be the Nisuin, meaning she is now usher to everybody else for an entire year. So we start with Kedushin, and then we would go into Nisuin. That's how it would be. But again, now we do it one right after the other. So we need to figure out how exactly this works, and that's what the Mishnah is going to discuss. And today's daf is going to be based on four words in our Mishnah. The entire daf beis is going to be based on four words. Now, there's actually an interesting machlokas whether this daf was later added, meaning it wasn't part of the original tradition of the Gemara. Not really so relevant for us because it's part of our Daf Yomi cycle and part of what we're learning anyway, but it's definitely a different type of daf, not getting as fundamental, more textual, trying to figure out what is there. Now, in terms of Kedushin, just one piece of background will do. We're going to kind of go through the Gemara with Rashi. We'll point out some of the Rishonim and some of the major sugyas, but we're going to basically go Gemara Rashi so we can understand the pshat. There's a very important machlokas when it comes to Kedushin, whether Kedushin itself is actually a mitzvah or not. And this is a classic machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam says that Kedushin is definitely its own mitzvah. That's why we have a bracha. It's a birchas ha-mitzvah, just like any other birchas ha-mitzvah we're going to make. It's definitely a real mitzvah. But comes the Rush and says, no, the only mitzvah associated with marriage is really the mitzvah of Peru or Revu. Peru Revu is the first mitzvah in the Torah. Having children, that's the key mitzvah. Again, you do your best, boy and girl. That's the mitzvah that needs to occur. And the brachos and the kedushin is all really just a hechsher mitzvah, and it's not really a birchas ha-mitzvah. And there are major proofs each way based on the text of the bracha. It's a very interesting text of the bracha. Asher kedushan mitzivanu al ha-arayos, v'tznatar lanu es ha-arusos. It's a very interesting bracha based on this machlokas. Fine. Now let's get into our Mishnah. And the Mishnah starts out, Ha'isha niknes b'shalosh derachim v'kones atzma b'shnei derachim. So again, a woman is acquired in three ways. She is not bought. That's not how marriages work. She is acquired in three ways, which means that she is no longer allowed to be with anybody else. And again, our entire daf is going to be based on those four words. Ha'isha niknes b'shalosh drachim. I'm going to try to figure out, what does this mean, Ha'isha? Why can't it be Ha'ish? Niknes, why is that the correct word? B'shalosh is the male or female? Is the zacha or nekeva one? This is lashon nekeva. Why do we use lashon nekeva when we don't have to? And drachim, why do we use drachim and not dvarim? So that's really what our daf is going to discuss. So a woman is acquired in three ways. V'kones atzma b'shtei drachim. And she can go and regain her independence in two separate ways. Niknis b'kesef b'shtar u'b'bia. She could be acquired with kesef, shtar, and bia. This is money through a shtar, a document, and with bia through being together with relations. So says Rashi over here, if you look at Kesef u'Bishtar, he adds in Ve'omar La. It's not just that you go and give the money and then all of a sudden we're married. Rather, you have to say this phrase that we know is said under a chuppah of Hare At Mikudeshet Li B'Tabat Zu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So you have to go and say certain things, and the same thing would apply by a shtar as well. Machlokas, whether it would apply by bia, but we see that the three methods of kedushin, of acquiring for yourself a wife, is kesef, shtar, and bia. Why in this specific order? The Mefarshim point out, because that's really the order of the psukim, and bia is going to be last because we don't assume like this anymore. That's not how we go and do kedushin. Now, b'kesef, once we're talking about money, Beis Shammai omrim b'dinar uv'shava dinar. Beis Shammai says the way you're going to do kesef is with a dinar, which is a certain amount of money, or b'shava dinar, meaning it doesn't actually have to be a coin or a bill. It could be something worth that amount as well. Beis Hillel omrim b'pruta uv'shava pruta, that it has to be something which is a pruta or a shava pruta. This seems to be how we paskin, right? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, generally we paskin like Beis Hillel. We paskin shava pruta, which is why we give a ring. And what does the Masad or Kedushin always ask under the chuppah? Is it yours always, right? Because it has to be coming from you. But also, is this worth a shava pruta? right? So we're going to see actually a little later in the Gemara that not only does it have to be worth a Shavah Pruta, but you also don't want to have any sort of diamond on it, because you want to make sure that the woman has her entire das in there, knowing what she's receiving. And if there's a diamond, oh, is it real? Is it fake? How much is it worth? None of that. That's why you just have the straight wedding band for the chuppah itself. Fine. So that is b'shav b'pruta v'shav b'pruta. V'kama hi pruta. How much is a pruta? Echad mishmona b'isar ha'italki. It's 1/8 of an Italian coin. Fine, very good. Big tosos over here, a very important one. This is what yeshivas spend a lot of time on, and that's trying to figure out this idea of shava kesef ke kesef. How do we know that you don't actually have to give money itself, but something which is valuable counts as well? So where's the source for that? Where else does that play itself out in halacha? It's a big topic over there in that big tosos of bepruto v'shava pruta. Fine. Now, he said, how much is a pruta? It's 1/8 of an Italian coin. Kone es atzma. Now, how does a woman regain her independence? Beget uve misas habal. She gets it with a get, meaning that this document, you just spent a lot of time on getting, or I didn't really do getting, so getting, you give a get, which is all of the halachos associated with that. Or uve misas habal, if the husband passes away, then she is now free to go and marry other people. Hayavama, when it comes to a yavama, this is the whole maseches yavamos, which is if a woman and a man are married and he passes away, they have no children, so she marries the brother. So hayavama niknes bebiya, so that is kone through bia. The way that you make that marriage happen is through bia. V'kones atzma b'chalitza uvamisas hayavam. And the way that she goes and again regains her independence is with chalitza, which is the spitting in the shoe, where you say, I'm not interested in this marriage, which is what we do nowadays. You're not allowed to go and do a yibam anymore. We don't do this. I remember I was actually in NYU in the Beis Medrash sitting near by Willigan, and he said, oh, do you have a minute? We have a chalitza upstairs. I'm like, yes, I would love to see how this actually happens. But we do chalitza nowadays, or misas hayavam is another option as to how this is going to happen. And that is the entire Mishnah. Very good. Now let's go into the Gemara. So remember, the Gemara is going to just discuss, at least in this daf, the first four words. Ha'isha niknes b'shalosh derachim. So comes the Gemara and says as follows. Ha'isha niknes. It's interesting that it starts with the second word first, right? So you would think it would start with Aisha, but it starts with niknes over here. So Aisha niknes, that a woman is acquired. Maishna hacha detani Aisha niknes, maishna asam detani Aisha mekadesh. If you look at the first Mishnah in the second perek, which is 40 daf later, it's a long first perek. So it says Aish mekadesh, that a man is mekadesh. So why over here does it say Aisha niknes, and why in the beginning of the second perek does it say Aish mekadesh? Why not keep it consistent? So it says v'gemara mishum dekabay lemisne kesef. Because once we have to teach something involving kesef over here, i.e. that a woman can be acquired through kesef, that's why we want to have the word niknes, because kesef and kinyan go hand in hand. And how do we know this? V'kesef minalan. So how do we know this? Gamar kicha kicha miste Ephron. The classic drasha, which is, it says kach by marriage, it says kach by the sale of Ephron, as the Gemara is going to say, and we do a gzera shava, we connect them, and therefore, that's how we learn out that kesef is a kinyan in this situation. How do we know this? Because ksiv, in kisei tzehacha, over here it says, meaning by marriage, which is in parsha kisei tzeh kikach ish isha uksiv hasam, and it says over there by the sale of the maras amach pela to Avram from Ephron asati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni, uses word kach the kicha ikre kinyan, and we know that kicha is called a kinyan dechsev hasada asher kana Avraham. Because the pasuk says the field which Avraham acquired right after saying kicha inami sados bekesef yiknu tane haisha niknes. Also, we have another pasuk which appears in Yirmiyahu which says kesef and kone. So we see that kesef equals kinyan. Once we have kicha over there, we have kicha, kicha miste Ephron, which teaches us that this is a very appropriate word to use when it comes to kinyanim. And therefore, we say ha'isha niknes. Now, we can't mention this drasha without mentioning the classic Sheva Brachos idea. People familiar with this? Kicha, kicha miste Ephron. Why is this a good source for marriage? I don't know. Acquisition of field. Are you kidding? It's so terrible. And the answer is no. This is the perfect source for marriage, and you should always have this in your back pocket if you're ever stuck speaking at a Sheva Brachos or an Ufraf, or whatever else it is that you want to speak at. And the idea goes that Ephron and Avraham each thought that they were getting the better end of the deal. Avraham was a very wealthy man, but also he knew that he was buying eternity over here. You're going to put a price on this land. Are you kidding? I'll take it for anything. And Ephron made a killing on this sale. He was very excited as well. Kicha, kicha, miste Ephron, going into a marriage, both sides should feel like they are getting the better end of the deal. And you always say, oh, but you know, obviously the custom's getting the better end of the deal over here. You know how to do it. Then go from there. We'll stop at that. Okay, now comes the Gemara with the second part of the Mishnah that you're going to analyze. So we started niknes. It needs to say niknes because we have kesef, kicha, kicha, miste Ephron. Now, So once we're fine, you want to tell me that we have to use the word kinyan because we have kesef. So instead of saying ha'isha niknes, say ha'ish kones. Say that a man acquires. Why can't it just say that? So comes the Gemara and says, no, me'ikara tani lishne de'oraisa uvasof tana lishna derabbanan. Because we want to start with the de'oraisa language, which is kinyan, because we see that in the Torah. And then after that, then we want to go and go into the derabbanan language, which is kiddushin, because we want to start with the Torah language and then get into the language mi'derabbanan. My lishna derabbanan. What is this lishna derabbanan? To asr la akuli alma kehektish. Because she is now usher to everybody else like hektish. A fascinating line by the Gemara that we treat it basically like hektish. Just like if someone goes in the Beis HaMikdash and says, this is now consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, no one else is allowed to use that for their own personal use. So too over here, a woman is allowed to, or is now in this status like hektish. Tosos over here on the side, to asr la akuli alma kehektish, says that this is only going to work by certain things. If you went and you said, like, this talus is now usher to everybody else like hektish, that's not going to work. But this is the type of kinyan where this is going to apply. Fine. So that's why we say ha'isha niknes and not ha'ish kone. Good. I'm sorry. That's why we say this lishna derabbanan. That's why we don't say ha'ish kone over here. So now comes the Gemara and says v'nisne ha'cha ha'ish kone. So over here, why can't we say ha'ish kone? Mishum de kabayi lo mista seifa v'kone satzma bidida. Tananami resha bidida. So why don't we say ha'ish kone, that the man acquires? Why can't we say that? Because we need the seifa. The seifa, the end of the Mishnah, says that she acquires herself back. She regains her independence in two ways. So we want to keep the languages consistent. So we start by saying that she gets acquired in two ways to keep it all about the woman. So why can't we just say that the man acquires her and is able to release his acquisition, go solely from the man's point of view? Comes the Gemara and says, no, mishum de'ika misas habal, delav iuka makne, min shmayu maknela. Because there's another way that tells us that a woman's going to go free. Get is definitely one of the ways, but the other way is if the man dies. And that's not him releasing her, that's Hashem releasing her, because he does not determine when he is going to leave this world. V'ibayzema, or another reason why we have to have it from the woman's perspective and not the man's perspective, because itana kone, if it would have said that ha'ish kone, ha'avamina afilu ba'al korcha, you would have thought that that is true even if she does not want that to be the case. Tana ha'isha niknes to midaita in, shalom midaita lo. So comes the Gemara and tells us that the Mishnah had to use this language to teach us that he can't marry her against her will. She has to be willing to go through with the marriage, otherwise it is not going to work. So that is ha'isha niknes. We've gone through the first two words. Now, what is that?
You can divorce her.
So that's also a question. So there's now like a cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom, right? Just like the cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom that you can't marry two women, the same thing now applies to divorcing against her will, which is an interesting element to this whole, you know, the divorce and how it plays itself out, because lehalacha, she is allowed to, or he is allowed to divorce her against his will, against her will, but practically not really. So it becomes a very, very complicated topic as to how that works. So that's why the Gemara is actually going to mention on the two da from now, or a few da from now, how technically, midin again, a man is allowed to have more than one wife. We don't do that anymore. Practically, probably wouldn't be such a good idea either, but we don't do that anymore. But lehalacha, a woman is not allowed to have more than one husband. So that's why also we had to say that ha'isha niknes, meaning that it's like hektish to everybody else, but that wouldn't apply to a man, which is why we can't say that a man is now bound by anything, because technically a man can be married to more than one. So excellent, right? So that, but that's why it needs to say ha'isha niknes, because she is in control in some capacity in terms of she cannot be married against her will. Fine. So we did the first two words, ha'isha, and then niknes. Now comes the Gemara and says, umay irya detani shalosh in the nekeva, like we said, lisne shlosha, right? With numbers, it's the opposite, right? So shlosha, we would think the with the hey, the kamatz hey would normally be nekeva, but by numbers, that's actually zachar. So why don't we use the zachar when it comes to the number? Why is it ha'isha niknes b'shalosh? Drachim. So comes the Gemara and says, Mishum de kabayilu misti derech, v'derech lashon nekeva. Because we want to use the word drachim, and derech is generally associated with a lashon of nekeva. Hu deksiva hodat alhem es aderech yochuba. The pasuk, when talking about how special the Torah is, says that you should go on this path, and ba is nekeva. So we normally have the word derech by nekeva. So that's why we say shalosh instead of shlosha. So, but there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah actually tells us in Zavin, and also appears in Nazir. The Mishnah tells us something fascinating. When it comes to a zav, a certain type of discharge that a man has, so it doesn't necessarily make you tamei unless you see the reason why it happened. Meaning, if it happened for no reason, then it might make you tamei. But if you can associate it with something else and tell us that there's a different reason why this emission happened, then you would not be tamei. For a woman, if she has any sort of emission, she's always going to be tamei in some way. That kind of gets into the Hilchos Nida, even though zava and Nida are something else for another time. But when it comes to a man, he checks himself in seven ways to see if there was something else that may have caused this discharge. If there's nothing else that caused this discharge, then he's going to be tame. But if we could associate it or attribute it to something else, then he's going to be tahor. But what's the purpose of mentioning this over here? Because it says, b'shiva drachim, in ways. We just said that derech is always used by women. But now, we're talking about a man checking himself for a certain discharge, and it says derech. So how could this be? So comes the Gemara and says, mishim dekabayu gomestei derech, v'ashkechan derech, de'ekrei lashon zachar, de'ksev b'derech echad yitu ha'elecha, v'shiva drachim yanusu lefanecha. So that's why it has to be zachar. So says the Gemara, because we know the word derech is generally associated and attributed to manly types of conversations, just like what we see in the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo when talking about war, it says, v'shiva drachim yanusu lefanecha. It talks about derech. So how could this be? Oh, so you're asking the obvious question. What's the question? This makes no sense. We just said that it's normally a woman type of phrase when talking about derech, but now we're saying, oh, it's always men. So which one is it? Ask the Gemara. Ihachi kashu kraya adadi, v'kashu nami masnisa adadi. We have two psukim which seem to go totally against each other. We had the pasuk by Torah telling us that it's a lashon nekeva, that derech should always be nekeva. We had our Mishnah saying that it should always be nekeva. But then we had the Mishnah talking about the zav, the discharge, which is talking about zachar. And we had the pasuk by war, which is talking about zachar. So which one is it? Don't tell me that derech is lashon zachar and lashon nekeva. You got to choose one. So comes the Gemara and says, kraya adadi lo kashin. Really, there's no problem. It's not going to be a question at all. Because when it comes to the psukim, there's no issue because it's talking about the Torah. And Torah is always mentioned in Lashon Nekeva. Torah Sashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh Kasav Laba Lashon Nekeva. Because we know that Torah Tamima is Lashon Nekeva. So when it comes to Torah, we're always talking in Lashon Nekeva. And therefore, we say Derech over there is talking about Nekeva. Hasav Demi Mechama Kai Didarko Shalish Lasos Mechama. Vein Darko Shalisha Lasos Mechama. And when it talks about derech in the pasuk in Kisavo, talking about war, so that's talking about war. And generally, it used to be that men were the only one who went to war, and therefore it used the word derech in that situation. So that's why no problem in terms of the psukim. One is talking about something male, and one is talking about something female. Masisna adadi lo kashan, and there's also no problem when it comes to the Mishnayos because has hacha delagabe isha kakatani la belashon nekeva. Over here, been talking about haisha niknes. We're talking about the woman getting married, so that's why we say it belashon nekeva. But Hassam, Dilgabe Ishkai, Didarko Shalish Libadek, Vein Darko Shalish Libadek, Daha Isha, Nami, Bonus Vitama, Tanai, Lashon, Zachar. But when it comes to the Mishnah of the Zav, as we pointed out, so there, the woman doesn't have to check because no matter what type of discharge, as we pointed out, it's always going to be Tame. The only person who's ever going to check is the male, and therefore that's Balashon Zachar. So there's no problem with the Pasuk, and there's no problem with the Mishnayis. There is going to be no steer at all. Sometimes it's talking about male, sometimes it's female. Derech could be used in either way. So now comes the Gemara and says, my taima, tani shalosh mishum drachim, nisne dvarim, nisne shlosha. So we just said that the reason why it needs to say shalosh is because it says drachim. And in that situation, derech is a lashon nekeva, so we need to keep it consistent. So why do we have to use the word drachim, paths, ways at all? Why not just use the word dvarim? That seems to make a lot more sense. So comes the Gemara and says, mishum dekabayu gomisne bia, ubia ikre derech. Because we have one of the three methods of kedushin that we said, kesef, shtar, and bia. And bia has to have the word derech. You're right, for kesef and shtar, it might make more sense to have the word davar, like dvarim, that these things as opposed to ways, it would make a lot more sense. But because we have bia, and the other ones could work with the word derech, that's why we need to have derech. How do we know that bia is associated with derech? Tiksev, v'derech gevra ba'alma, kein derech isha mina efes. So we see that when it comes to bia, it uses the word derech, so it needs to have the word derech associated with bia. Ha tenach bia kesef ushtar ma'ikol memar. So this applies by bia, but what about kesef ushtar? Dvarim would make a little more sense. So comes the Gemara and says, no, mishum bia. The reason why we have the word derech is because of bia. You're right. It makes more sense the other way for the other ones. But when it comes to bia, derech makes more sense. So that's why we stick with derech. Ah, v'tani tartu atu chada. So because it makes more sense for one out of the three, wouldn't you normally go with the majority? Don't go with the one that makes more sense. Go with the two that makes more sense and make the third one fit in. Why do we have to make the two fit in? So comes the Gemara and says, hanach nami torach bia ninu. No, these all actually are relevant because bia happens no matter what. Kesef and shtar are different ways you can go and use it to allow the kedushin to happen, but bia is always going to happen in a marriage. So therefore, we always need bia, so that's why we're going to go, and even though it's the only one standing by itself, we're going to use this word derech because it's based on bia. The ibay seima, or we can have another explanation as to why this is. Hamani, Because who are we referring to? Rabbi Shimon here. We're talking about Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bipnei Ma'amra Torah Ki Yikach Ish Isha V'lo Kasav Ki Tilakach Isha Li'ish. So comes Rabbi Shimon and asks a question. The Pasuk says Ki Yikach Ish Isha when a man takes a woman, and it doesn't say when a woman is going to take a man. Why not? So says Rabbi Shimon, Mipnei She Darko Shel Ish Lachzor Al Isha V'ein Darko Shel Isha Lachzor Al Ish. Because the normal way of the word, the derech of the world, which is why we say the word derech, because the normal way of the world is that a man chases after a woman. The man's going to ask the woman out. The man's going to ask the woman to get married. Why? Says the Gemara, Mashal Adam She'avda Lo Aveda. So it's compared to a person who lost a certain lost object. Mi Chozer Al Mi. Who's going to return it to who? Ba'al Aveda Mechazer Al Aveda So. Who's going to return it to who? The one who lost it is going to return it or going to chase after it and try to find it. And so too over here, Rashi explains, when it comes to us, we or men, they were created, and then Hashem created woman by taking part of the rib or whatever it is from the man to go and create woman. So men are always naturally chasing after the woman. So that seems to be how we apply from here. So let's just summarize this daf, and then we'll talk about some other things. So daf beis goes as follows. We had Aisha, nikneis b'shalosh derachim. So we had that a woman is acquired in three ways, and then she regains her independence in two ways. And we basically spent the first daf talking about Aisha, nikneis b'shalosh derachim. Those words specifically more of a textual daf. We spoke about kicha, miste ephron, and the reason why we had to have this word kach, or the reason why we had to have nikneis is because of kesef, and we make her like hektish. We spoke about that the way of man is to chase after woman. Again, this was definitely more of a textual daf, but this is daf beis of Meseches Kiddushin. There is a lot of lumdus over here. People talk for months and months, yeshiva spend talking about all of these different topics. You can have just on daf beis, even though we said it might be a later add-on, there is so much there. Shava kesef ke kesef. Why do we have to have all of these spots? We started by talking about the Rambam and the Rush, about whether Kiddushin is actually a mitzvah. But Amir Hashem, it's all about continuing and about making sure that we are able to learn each daf and appreciate what it is. We never let one more difficult, whatever it is, stop us. We continue to push forward. Again, that's daf beis of Maseches Kiddushin. Have a great, great day.